This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, we share stories that are funny, strange, heartbreaking, and above all, true.
I myself have been married for 56 years. Unfortunately, to four different women.
It turns out the people I was looking for all my life is what you people would call nerds.
Follow and listen to The Moth on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
All right, glad you're with us here. It is a Wednesday morning. Happy that you made it in. 19th of February, and it is a little bit of a mess outside this morning, as you expected. Probably not as bad as we thought when the whole thing was first forecast, when everybody was talking about a foot of snow. I know they got that some places to the south of us for sure. But in the immediate St. Louis metro, like if you're driving into, you know, up and down 64, 40, 70, 44 inside of, let's say, I don't know, Union area in, you did not get as much snow as they expected that we might. And I think, again, Dave Murray, what did he say yesterday? 3 inches?
I thought he said 1 to 3.
1 to 3 inches, and probably 2 inches from that first round, maybe 4 or 5 inches on the ground. Very powdery. Should be easy to blow off your driveway with a snowblower.
You probably just get your
your leaf blower and just blow this stuff off. It's really light, which is good news for those of us who still have a driveway to shovel at some point today, probably. It's going to be so cold, it's not going to melt anytime soon, but we are going to get you a live, real-time update on the roads coming up with Bob Becker, who's the district maintenance engineer over at MoDOT. And find out what they've been doing, because on a lot of the highways, you heard Sue say it earlier, there's like one lane clean, like right down the middle, and then the ones on either side still had a little bit of snowpack to them. And it's hard to tell when you're driving on that, if you have to pass somebody, which I may or may not have done several times this morning on the way in, whether or not that is slick. It's really hard to tell. So I did see crews out this morning on my way in. Did you encounter any, Kim?
Mm-hmm. I did. I was stuck behind some plows, actually, as I got down to the city.
Good news. And I'm sure they're going to be working extra hard to get this stuff cleaned out on city streets, given the fact that the election is coming up in about 6 weeks. So that's been one of the issues in the mayoral election for the city of St. Louis, because people are still angry with what happened back in January, and they're getting a lot more attention
on
it as a result.
You know what Tashara Jones should do is take Donald Trump's advice, follow his example, put on the vest. Remember when he was a trash truck, a garbage man?
Yeah.
She needs to put her little vest on, and she needs to go out there and help the MoDOT crews and show that she's really devoted to making sure that the streets are clean and safe for all the residents of St. Louis.
That's a good point. That's a good point. My guess is, based on the media coverage so far, she is not taking any more work trips between now and Election Day.
Yeah, but they weren't on the taxpayers' dime. Remember, she clarified that. She says that she's paying for it out of her own pocket.
Oh, okay.
All the dozens and dozens of trips she's taken over the last couple of years.
Yeah, we'll see what happens when election time rolls around for sure. I think people are probably kind of hungry for some new leadership. Whether Kara Spencer's an upgrade on that, I would have my questions seriously. Coming up next hour, we'll talk to our friend Genevieve Wood. Lots of stuff going on at DailySignal.com this morning. And Jeremy Rosenthal is going to join us. This Judge Chutkan, yes, you probably recognize the name. A fan of Donald Trump, was handling his Russian conspiracy in my mind. His election conspiracy case most recently, the one that ended up getting dropped with Jack Smith. But she was no fan of Trump. But she did make a ruling in his favor yesterday regarding Doge. And we'll get to that with Jeremy Rosenthal at about 7:35. But right now, let's get to our top stories.
The Mark Cox Shortlist.
We are accelerating the return of the astronauts.
Yeah. You now have the go-ahead.
Yes. Well, thanks to you.
They didn't have the go-ahead with Biden. He was going to leave them in space. I think he was going to leave them in space.
Yeah. How about that? Donald Trump's like, hey, what? Well, I know we got two people that have been up there a lot longer than they're supposed to. Elon, can you get them down? Yeah, no problem. I'll just send a SpaceX rocket up and get them down. And now he's alleging that Biden was not allowing him to do that. What in the world?
Well, I guess we must be over the target or doing something right. You know, if like they wouldn't be complaining so much if we weren't doing something useful, I think.
Yeah, no kidding. I think Elon is onto something there. It is a vast federal bureaucracy, and unless you're getting a kickback from it, how could you possibly defend not cutting it?
Let me ask you a question. Do you have any idea where the $22 billion that the Department of Health and Human Services provided to illegal aliens under Joe Biden is right now?
Yeah, Stephen Miller turning the tables on one Brianna Keeler, anchor at CNN, and she didn't really know what to say. Well, it's not me saying that, Stephen. How can I answer that question? He goes, well, that's the question we're trying to get answered.
Mice, rats, monkeys who are being surgically mutilated and subjected to hormone therapies to mimic female-to-male or male-to-female gender transitions.
Wow. More stuff coming out on how we are wasting money at the National Institutes of Health. This is unbelievable. More of it comes out every day. And, Kim, you know, my experience through the years as a television news reporter is if there was a fundraising effort for a dying child or a child that had been injured in an automobile accident, it would get moderate support from listeners. If there was a fundraiser for an animal that had been found chained up at a house and was starving and being nursed back to health by the ASPCA, the phones would ring off the hook.
100%.
Yes.
I love animals. I love dogs. I grew up with dogs. But when people care more about dogs than they do children, that's a problem.
But my point here is that this may actually help us in this case because of what they've uncovered here. That your taxpayer dollars were going to experiment on animals and try to change their gender and see how it affected them. Unbelievable. Listen to this. This is Justin Goodman talking to Congressman Eli Crane. Carl, go to cut 12, please.
Can you describe what exactly the American people's taxpayer dollars were spent on regarding transgender animal testing?
Yeah. In a lot of these cases, they involve mice, rats, monkeys who are being surgically mutilated and subjected to hormone therapies to mimic female to male or male to female gender transitions, gender affirming hormone therapies, and then looking at the biological, psychological, and physiological effects of the gender transitions, looking at the effects of taking vaccines after you've transitioned these animals from male to female or female to male, looking at the size of their genitals changing after you've put them on estrogen or testosterone therapies to transition them. And in the case that the chairwoman gave, there was a $1.1 million grant to give female lab rats testosterone to mimic transgender male humans.
Wow. All right. Stop it there, Carl. You see what's going on here, right? These animals didn't have a choice. They didn't choose to be modified, but they were doing it to test it on these animals. I'll bet the left is completely tortured over this morning.
Where's PETA?
I don't know. 200, what'd they say? $241 million wasted on that. Holy cow. All right, we're going to get a check-in with our friends at MoDOT and see what they think about the roads coming up right after this.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Say about 1 p.m. and 5 or 6 o'clock this evening, and then we push that off to the east and southeast. But with clear skies, calm winds, and fresh snow on the ground tonight, ooh, that is a recipe for brutal cold.
Yep.
Cold weather.
There you have it. My friend Matt Chambers over at Channel 4 talking about the fact that the cold temperatures are going to continue, which is going to make maybe even more of a challenge for the road crews out there trying to get this stuff up off the roads. We've got Bob Becker with us right now. Of course, he's a district engineer for MoDOT. And, Bob, we appreciate your time this morning. How are you?
Oh, doing pretty well this morning.
Good. What's the situation you're finding with the roads? I mean, when I came in at 2 hours ago on Highway 40, there was basically one main lane cleared down the middle. I'm assuming that's improved since then.
It's gotten a little better, but, I mean, there's still snow on the roadway, but we've got some lanes open. The crews did a really good job last night. You know, we didn't know exactly how much snow we were going to get, and these extreme temperatures make things difficult, but they did a really nice job. That snow ended about 3 or 4 in the morning, so they could get a chance to get this peeled back and pushed out pretty thin, so that's a good sign for us today.
Yeah, I imagine the fact that it was that fine powdery snow with no ice probably helped a little bit as well.
Oh, that helped tremendously. It was a much different storm than we've had earlier in the year, and it did a really nice job of being able to get it off the road.
Obviously, the snow that we had over the last couple of days was nothing in comparison to what we had in January, so I completely get that. But I know MoDOT took some heat over the way things were handled with that bigger snowstorm. Was there something different that you guys did this time to try to combat that and be proactive?
I mean, there wasn't a whole lot of difference. I mean, we had a young crew. One of my big concerns going into the winter was, you know, the lack of experience just because we don't have people been here a long time. And it showed with a big storm that came in January. And we learned a lot that storm. A lot of our folks learned a lot of things, and we put in included those in when we work these events now in the future. So it's helped out quite a bit.
Yeah, Bob Becker, our guest from MoDOT. Bob, remind people what you have responsibility for in the greater St. Louis area.
So we take care of St. Charles County, Franklin, Jefferson County, St. Louis, and St. Louis City. And it's mainly the interstates and major highways, the lettered routes. We don't take care of county roads and city streets.
Yeah, that off-ramps, things like that as well.
Those are ours, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And you talked a lot about what the crews did to prepare for this morning. Is it? I guess it's a case where when it's single digits, a lot of the liquid stuff you might put down, is it's just too cold for that?
Right, and that's a problem. Our chemicals worked fairly well. Fortunately, you know, it came in yesterday, it stopped there late morning, and we were able to get some treatment down. We got just enough sunlight yesterday to get most of the things cleared off yesterday, so the roads were drying out yesterday, which helps a bunch. And then But we had that treatment down because once we started treating with chemicals, and we were just using salt mainly, and it allowed that to work overnight and get that stuff pushed off. And so it should clear off pretty good today.
I'm sure you get a lot of people who are saying, this isn't clear, this isn't clear. And you're probably thinking, well, that's not even our role. That's the city or the county's role. Obviously, you guys would do all the main interstates, but then you're also doing like a state highway like Manchester, right? Or where's your primary area of focus?
Right. Manchester's a good example. Lindbergh, we've got a lot of that. Any of those numbered routes like that. We've got the route P's and F's out there in some of the county areas, too, that those are our responsibilities also.
Yeah. As you look at your traffic maps this morning, are there particular areas you're warning people about?
Not around here. I mean, we've had a few slide-offs, folks getting in a hurry to get to work, and then they try to pass somebody and the lane is not quite as clear and they'll have a spin out. But we haven't had any major problems around our area this morning. They had a considerable amount as you go west on 44 last night as it came through. I think there's a section down around the 173 mile marker that's still closed or partially closed right now because of some of the tractor trailer issues down that way.
Wow. Well, I tell you what, Bob Becker, we appreciate your time this morning. Now you got a lot going on. Thank you.
All righty, thank you.
Yep, take care. Bob Becker there, Missouri District Maintenance Engineer with MoDOT. And I think the key takeaway from what I heard there is MoDOT basically says, listen, we know what happened in January was not good, caught us by surprise. We had a younger crew. Hopefully they've learned a lot from that, and we think we're ready to improve on that going forward. I think that probably... Mm-hmm. You know, that's something Anheuser-Busch could have taken that advice, don't you think?
Yeah. I think that snowstorm in January was trial by fire. If that was the person's first time out.
Whew.
Man, and I've driven a plow. I did that in Des Moines years ago. It is difficult.
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure it takes just making sure you're not damaging things.
Bumping into mailboxes and cars.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Good for them. Out there working hard. We'll get the latest from Sue Thomas coming up here in a minute, and a check of business in other news at about 6:45. Stay tuned. What a great song. Can we just play some great AC/DC music this morning?
It's the sad anniversary of Bon Scott's passing.
Oh, what a shame.
On this day in 1980.
Wow. That's going back a little bit. Hey, by the way, over 400 schools are closed this morning in the listening area. The list is over 400 long. Some are doing remote learning. Is that what they're calling it?
Yeah.
Because there's nothing remote about it. It's lack of learning is what's happening. Most kids aren't going to get out of bed till 9:30 or 10 o'clock today. But the school still gets to count it as a school day. I'm not sure how that works. That's where we are. I don't think got any snow up in New Jersey. Nicole Murray, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm having weird food cravings this morning.
Oh, we're always having weird food cravings. Kim down here is eating boiled eggs this morning.
That's a little bit more normal for breakfast. I'll give you that.
I eat a lot of random stuff, though. I had chicken salad sandwiches for breakfast yesterday morning during the show.
Any crazy cravings?
No, it's just like when I want something, I really, really want it right away. More of what, like, I really want lattes, which I don't normally go get lattes, but more having like aversions to stuff like garlic. My husband cooked a steak last night and put garlic on it. And I'm like, did you put garlic on that steak?
So the boys,
it's
are
like
on,
he's
call
living
these
with two
months.
People right now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He never knows what he's going to get. Does
she only eats in the morning too?
I try to eat, but I'm sick as a dog throughout the whole day.
Nicole, I just wanted to promise you that around here we would never try to get up in your business, but because we were talking about Valentine's Day the other day and you didn't know if you were having a date or not, we have to ask. How'd it go?
I think it's just a friend thing.
Okay.
I don't know.
All right.
But like, he also texted me after and was like, oh, but your hair looked great. And I'm so confused.
He's so confused. I told her earlier in the break, if she needs dad to put in a phone call, I'll be willing to do that for her.
I mean, just like the mixed messages in and of itself is not the most attractive thing, but...
Like, come on, dude. That's not fair.
But yeah, it's fine. We're going to be single forever and...
Oh, stop. You're going to be just fine. What you got going on in business out there?
Thank you. Futures are mixed. Tuesday, the Dow Industrials gained 10, the NASDAQ up 14, the S&P 500 up 14 as well. The Air Force One program may be further delayed until 2029 or years later. That's according to a senior Boeing official. The official cited supply chain issues and changing requirements for the delays. The first aircraft was slated for delivery in December of 2024, but Boeing has pushed its delivery until at least 2027. President Trump has signed an executive order bringing independent agencies under the control of the White House. These include the Federal Communications Commission, the Federal Trade Commission, and the Securities and Exchange Commission, all of which enact regulations and can impose hefty fines on businesses that violate the rules. And more from President Trump. He said he intends to impose auto tariffs in the neighborhood of 25% and similar duties on semiconductors and pharmaceutical imports. President Trump added the duties on automobiles could go into effect as soon as April 2nd. About a dozen drug makers are developing new weight loss treatments aimed at preserving muscle. The drugs are being tested to complement or even replace Wegovy from Novo Nordisk and Eli Lilly's Zepbound, which in trials helped patients lose 15% to 20% of their weight, but also caused a decline in muscle that some doctors find concerning. Federal officials are warning consumers of a scam targeting Americans nationwide that involved texts demanding payments for unpaid tolls. The dollar amount for what is supposedly owed is coupled with a link that takes unsuspecting victims to a page to enter their bank or credit card information. And finally, according to recent reports, many companies are firing Generation Z employees just months after hiring them, citing concerns about their work ethic, communication skills, lack of initiative, and perceived unprofessionalism as key reasons for dismissal. Just how bad is it? 6 in 10 employers say they have already had to fire a Generation Z employee.
Wow.
Yeah.
I'm not that surprised.
Were they all government employees? Don Trump's been firing a bunch of those. Apparently.
I am getting the sense no.
No.
And I know I'm the generation right above them, but Generation Z, there's something about them that grinds my gears.
What is that exactly?
That they don't know how to do anything. They don't know how to talk on the phone. They don't know how to order in a restaurant. They don't know how to conduct themselves in the workplace. They argue back with just about everything mm-hmm. and what they're supposed to do. And
it's
I get
entitlement.
Yeah.
I mean, you have all generations can be like that, but I think in particular, Gen Z kind of acts like that.
Yes.
Like, what's frustrating for me is if I go to a store and I'm checking out items, which a lot of times now I do self checkout, but if I'm going and actually having someone scan stuff, they don't even look up and acknowledge me that I'm in existence. That annoys me. Like, at least look up and fake. Like, you know how many times I'm having a hard morning and you can still be chipper or attempt to be chipper? Like, just look up and give me a fake smile or say, hi, how are you? It doesn't take that much effort. It drives me nuts if you're going through a drive-thru of a restaurant and they just open their little window and hand you your money or whatever and don't even acknowledge you. I'm sorry, you can't even say hello?
Thank you. Maybe they need a job at McDonald's.
They're the worst at McDonald's. At least Chick-fil-A, they say, my pleasure. In fact, I saw a Babylon Bee video where they were saying they were going to replace all the federal workers with one Chick-fil-A employee because he'd be so efficient. I feel bad by that. I know people who are impacted by who are federal employees, and I feel really, really bad. Like, I think it's necessary in many ways, but I do... When it starts to get personal, it is hard to see people losing their jobs.
Yeah.
But there's obviously a lot of wasteful spending that needs to be cut.
Nicole, you were talking about that scam. One of our listeners, Lisa, wanted me to tell you, I got caught up in a text scam the other day regarding pay tolls. Like, I had that Easy Pay system that I set up with, I think it was the state of Florida.
Okay.
So I get an alert on my phone one day. A text message said, hey, you have an outstanding balance of $7. If you pay it right now, you can avoid any more fines. I didn't bother to look at the name of the toll. I just knew that I knew I had one, and I couldn't figure out how that might have happened. And I just clicked on it, put all my credit card information in there, and hit send. And then I looked back at it, realized it was for Massachusetts, where I've never physically set foot in my life. So I had to call my bank, and within the 3 minutes it took me to get the bank on the phone, they had already attempted to attach my credit card to an Apple Pay account. And we were able to stop, and there were no charges went through, but still, it's something people need to be aware of. And since then, at least one or two people have sent me direct messages where they got the same scam on their phones. So be warned. It comes in as a text message.
I just, they'll scam over anything.
I know.
Drives me nuts.
It
drives me nuts. You want to know what grinds my gears this morning? Gen Z and scams, okay?
That's right.
That's where we're at.
Good. All right. Nicole, thank you. We'll talk to you on Friday.
Thanks so much,
yep,
guys.
You bet.
You
yep.
know, you talk about scammers and just how dirty and ruthless they are. We had posted about what happened with my mom, and we noticed how many people were scammers were posting on that. Like, of all...
Facebook?
So my sister and brother-in-law, I think I've told you, they own a chiropractic clinic, and my mom often filled in there, working there. In fact, she did the day she died. She was filling in that morning. And so... And I worked with her up front. I used to work there before I started here. And so there were opportunities where my mom and I would get to fill in together, which was such a cool experience.
Yes.
And so... You know, a lot of the patients knew her. And so naturally, they wanted to post about what happened because everyone has a connection to her there. And freaking scammers, they were posting and links, and they did it on my page, too, where I had posted something about her death. And it's disgusting. You can probably hear it in my voice. Like, of all the times to want to scam somebody, when someone just lost somebody so close and you want to just... find a way to take advantage of them. It's awful.
Were they like false fundraisers, or what exactly were they posting?
I can't even remember. No. It was definitely, they were deleting them as quickly as possible. And I hid one of the links that they put on mine. One of the ones on mine was they had responded to somebody else who commented and sent some link of like, oh, something similar happened, whatever. Like, it was clearly some phony link.
Wow.
But I didn't even see the comments on my sister and brother-in-law's professional business page. They just said that multiple times they would delete the comments. It was a clear scammer. And within minutes, they'd be back up there again, reposting it.
That is maddening.
It's like whack-a-mole. Yeah.
Wow. Hey, coming up, we're going to get to you in other news. Next hour, Jeremy Rosenthal, attorney, is going to join us. We'll talk about some of these court cases, the federal court cases recently that have gone Donald Trump's way, from surprising judges. Back in just a minute.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news,
Paul Simon's making a surprise return to touring with his Quiet Celebration Tour in 2025. Simon, who retired from touring in 2018, announced the tour after performing a duet with Sabrina Carpenter on SNL 50. The tour kicks off April 4th in New Orleans, wraps up this summer in Seattle, and is stopping by St. Louis for two nights at Stiefel Theater on April 28th and 29th. Simon previously cited personal reasons for retiring, but now it seems he's ready for the comeback. Tickets go on sale Friday at paulsimon.com. They looked ranged $65 to about $300.
Garfunkel still around?
No. Well, he is.
He's alive.
Not participating.
Right.
Well, he would sound better if Art was with him.
Yes, indeed.
Ooh, it was not good.
No.
Ugh.
And Ethan said he saw Simon and Garfunkel when they were at, I guess, Savas Center back then.
Yeah, it was Savas
Center. And
it was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
It was like, I told Carl, it's probably hands down the best concert I've ever heard.
Wow.
Like, the sound was just amazing. And
what year was that?
Early 2000s, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. I want to say like 4 or 5, maybe?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, it was awesome. Wendy's is expanding its AI-powered drive-through order with Fresh AI. It's rolling out the technology up to 600 locations after the successful pilot at nearly 100 restaurants. CEO Kirk Tanner announced the move on February 13th, citing improvements in customer experience and labor efficiency. The Fresh AI, developed by Google Cloud, is designed to enhance order accuracy and adaptability. Tanner, who personally tests the system multiple times a week, expressed confidence in the continued improvement. If successful, Wendy's may expand Fresh AI chain-wide.
Help me understand what that means.
They are using...
At the drive-thru?
Yes. You don't talk to a person. You'll talk to a computer.
Here's the problem. Now, many times you have the fast food restaurants where you drive through, and whenever you order something, it shows you everything you ordered.
Yes.
So you can look on the screen and confirm it. Where you run into a problem is the person who's putting said items in the bag. So just replacing the person who's taking the order with a bot isn't really going to solve the problem.
Yeah.
It's the incompetent people who put a cheeseburger in there instead of my, you know, quarter pounder with cheese. That's different.
Yes. Very different.
Yep.
Or the special order cheeseburger with nothing on it but meat and
cheese. Cow and bread.
Yeah, thank you. And then you get one with the mustard and the ketchup,
like.
And then your daughter won't eat it.
Cow and bread.
Well, give it 2 years, and they'll be having AI do that, too.
Could be.
And then no one will have jobs anymore.
I know Nicole just told you about a scam, but the Better Business Bureau warns of a scam texting taxpayers with fake texts claiming they are owed a $1,400 stimulus check.
Ooh.
The IRS does not send such messages, and clicking the included link could expose users to fraud or malware. While the IRS recently issued automatic payments to those who missed their pandemic stimulus checks, recipients are notified by mail, not text. The BBB advised ignoring these messages and never sharing personal information. The IRS does not use text, emails, or social media for official communication. Do not do it.
Don't worry. I won't.
Do not get them.
Tell Mark that directly.
Bank information.
Thank you.
Mark Cox.
Don't go get them a gift card, a preloaded gift card, Mark.
Don't worry. I'm safe. The Quaker Oat Company has recalled 10,000 boxes of Pearl Milling Company original pancake and waffle mix due to undeclared milk, which poses a risk for individuals with milk allergies. The affected 2-pound boxes sold in 11 states, including Illinois. They have a UPC code that ends in 65040. This is up on our website if you want to make sure of this. And a Best Buy date of September 13th, 2025. The mix was previously sold under the Aunt Jemima brand, but now it is just the Pearl Milling brand.
Undeclared milk.
Yeah.
Is that not
so
pasteurized?
Well,
it's like powdered milk, I think they put in there.
Is that the one where you add water instead
right.
of milk?
I believe so.
So the milk's okay already
so
in
the
it.
So the milk's
you,
already there.
I think you would know that, but maybe not.
A recent study raised alarms about artificial intelligence systems surpassing the self-replication red line, with Meta's Llama 31 and Alibaba's Qin 25 successfully creating copies of themselves.
Nice.
The robots are coming.
Musk says, forget it, Grok is better, or whatever he's come up with.
Until it takes over the world.
He should have called it Gronk. That'd have been better.
I think that's taken.
Taylor Riggs from Fox Business still ahead on the show this morning. Coming up at about 8:35. Jeremy Rosenthal, the attorney, up next. Stay tuned.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.